You're listening to Kentucky Running, presented by John's Run Walk Shop in Lexington. Help others find this show by rating, reviewing, and subscribing in your podcast app. This episode is sponsored by Curex Insoles.
Hey runners, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kentucky Running. My name is Matt Reno, and we've got another environmentally focused episode for you today in our Reforest Frenzy 5K, 10K, 1 mile dash. That's happening on March 21st. Sign up at the link in the show notes. It is once again sponsored by ASICS. They have been an amazing sponsor for this race, and we're happy to have them back, and we're happy to have Meredith McKinney, our ASICS tech rep, back on the show to talk about some updates to popular shoes. We've got the Cumulus 28 and the Super Blast 3, so we're going to learn all about those right now. Meredith, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about the new updates.
Okay, so let's start with the Cumulus 28.
Cumulus 28, big update is the midsole foam. So it's moving to that Flight Foam Blast Max. That is a soft, more responsive foam. It's found in a fan favorite, the Nova Blast, also in GT2000, one of our lightweight stability options. And then the other big update is some additional rubber added to the outsole, specifically in the heel, which is a higher wear area in running shoes or walking shoes in general. So improved traction and improved durability.
We have a couple ASICS demos coming up this coming week. March 18th, we'll be at our Hamburg location at 6 p.m. And then on March 19th, we'll be at the Chevy Chase store demoing the Cumulus 28. So you can try that out yourself, as well as the GT2000. We'll even have raffles. You may win a pair of ASICS. So check our events calendar for more. Now, Meredith, let's talk about the Super Blast 3. What is going on with this shoe?
Super Blast 3, really exciting shoe, exciting update here. Another big update to the midsole foam. So Super Blast 3 has a dual foam, and with the update, we have moved to our Flight Foam Leap. So our Flight Foam Leap is in our carbon-plated racing shoes. This is our lightest, softest, bounciest foam. And then there also is a layer of our Flight Foam Blast Plus, which is in our some of our core models like Nimbus. So the dual foam helps for durability. This is a shoe oriented for long distance running, long run specific, or if you want a racing shoe without a plate, Super Blast 3 is a great half marathon or full marathon shoe. The two other updates are a weight reduction. So even with a little increase in stack height, the shoe has decreased in weight around 10 grams. And then the trampoline pod, which sits in the forefoot of the shoe, has an even bouncier toe-off experience. So Super Blast 3, all around, really great updates. Versatile shoe for those looking for daily trainer hybrid with some racing feel to it.
And the Super Blast is not the only blast from ASICS we have on our walls. So can you kind of break down some of the differences between the Super Blast and the Mega Blast, Sonic Blast, Nova Blast?
Yes. Yes, we have a whole Blast family now, four shoes in the category. So Nova Blast, you can think of your cushioned comfort, bouncy daily trainer. So great to log maybe some of your easier miles or maybe throw it in some of your shorter, speedier workouts. Versatile in its use for the price point. And then moving up the line, we move to Sonic Blast. So that is our PBAX plated daily training shoe. Very speedy, very snappy, tad bit firmer than our Nova Blast. So if you're kind of looking for a level up or you're trying to introduce a plated shoe, the Sonic Blast is a great option. That PBAX plate is much more flexible than a carbon. So a good intro to the plated world. Then we move into Super Blast, which I've kind of went through the specs a little bit. But Super Blast is your long run shoe, long distance training oriented, very lightweight, very bouncy, still supportive with that dual foam and kind of a nice wide base. It's going to be a more supportive super trainer falling in that category. To round us out is our Mega Blast that follows suit with Super Blast. It's, lightweight, bouncy, but it's much softer. So kind of depending on your preference of feel between a Super and a Mega, that'd be kind of a key differentiator. And Mega Blast, you can think of as your recovery shoe, something that maybe you want to throw in some shorter racing days. It's still very performance oriented, but again, a bit softer, not quite as supportive as the Super Blast.
All right, great. Thank you for all those updates. And one more thing before we go. ASICS is again sponsoring the Reforest Frenzy, which is raising money for Reforest the Bluegrass, just trying to make the bluegrass a little more green. Can you tell us about some of ASIC's sustainability efforts?
Coming up soon here in April, we actually have, we put on our own Run for Reforestation, where you can sign up to run or walk a 5K. And for every person that signs up for that, we will help plant some trees. So that's something that we do every year. That's exciting and something that everyone can participate in at home. And then in terms of other sustainability initiatives, in terms of our carbon emissions, that's something that we measure now in production of our shoes. Carbon emissions kind of starts from the beginning of the life cycle of shoe to the end. So we are doing things like utilizing recycled materials in our processes, utilizing some processes that help reduce water, like our dope dyed sock liners, and then our midsoles containing some recycled bio-based materials as well. Also just providing education. So customers get the most out of their shoes with kind of like wear and then how to dispose of or recycle their shoes appropriately at the end of the life cycle.
Reforest Frenzy happening March 21st at Heisel Farm Park. We'll put a link in the show notes where you can sign up for that. Meredith, thank you very much.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Today on Kentucky Running, we're talking about how we can protect the places where we run and walk. Joining us once again is Chrissy Balding, Environmental Initiative Specialist for Lexington's Sustainability Section. Chrissy, welcome back to Kentucky Running.
Hey, nice to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. So on March 24th, that's a Tuesday, Kentucky Theater, there's going to be a free screening of a movie called Microplastic Madness. And this is the inaugural event for the new Common Threads Lex partnership. And it's all about how we can turn plastic madness into community action. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event and what Common Threads Lex is all about?
Yeah, we're super excited. Common Threads Lex is a group consisting of our sustainability office, Fayette County Public Schools sustainability, and the University of Kentucky. You know, we all have the same goals, is to have not only a healthier and greener Lexington, but just a world going forward, and making sure that not just us, but future generations have that as well. So we've been brainstorming what kind of events that we could do that would incorporate all of our different audiences. So this is the kickoff. As you said, it's Tuesday, March 24th. The film is totally free. It starts at 7 p.m. It's a short documentary, just a little bit more than an hour. And we're going to have a panel discussion afterwards with a UK researcher, someone from the Sierra Club, who's on their zero waste team, as well as a Paul Lawrence Dunbar sophomore.
Why this film, out of all the environmental documentaries out there, why did you choose Microplastic Madness to kick off the Common Threads Lex partnership?
We looked at a few different documentaries and topics. And microplastics, I'm sure it's something that all your listeners have heard about. If you think about a plastic water bottle, in a perfect world, somebody would recycle that. But if they don't, if it ends up on the ground, slowly over time, that just breaks into smaller and smaller pieces of plastic. We call it a microplastic when it's about 5 millimeters or less. So it's almost like plastic dust. You can't even really see it. But it is a problem that affects all of us. And we're really starting to learn how. So that can end up in our waterways. This event is going to fall during Water Week. It can end up in our food. They've even been found in human bodies, including in our brains.
Kind of terrifying, actually. I guess microplastic is something we all need to pay a little bit more attention to. You said this event is part of Water Week, so why should the health of Lexington's waterways be a top priority for everybody, including the local running community?
Well, we all engage with our local waterways. For some people, it's more recreationally, whether you go out canoeing or kayaking or fishing. Our waterways affect our health, and we want to make sure that we have clean water and that our waterways are nice and litter free. So if your kids want to go run around in the creek, they can.
So back to the film, Microplastic Madness. The film follows fifth graders who became citizen scientists. Do you think seeing the crisis through a child's eyes is going to make the solution feel maybe a little bit more achievable for adults?
I think so. It is as optimistic a take as you can have on microplastics. And it was really interesting to watch the way that these students, you know, learned about the problem, and it was happening right outside their school, and got involved, then worked with different adults to try to make a difference.
without any spoilers, like what kind of a difference did they make in their community?
They went to their school board and I believe even their city council to try to limit the amount of plastics that were being used.
And so the film, I take it, does strike that balance between the reality of the plastic crisis with a sense of hope and action. I mean, I know this environmental news can be heavy, but there is cause for optimism, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it can be kind of overwhelming if you're thinking about like, oh, how can I make a difference, right? But there are little things that everyone can do. And you really see that through the journey that these scholars take. Even things like, you know, you yourself, when you're packing your lunch, choosing sustainable options, trying to limit plastic packaging, educating yourself on the topic, and then also talking to other people about it.
Absolutely. And I just love the idea that we're seeing fifth graders who actually accomplished something. I think that's going to hammer home the message for people that
absolutely.
Okay. We can't do everything, but we can all do something.
Absolutely. There is a famous quote, I believe, by Lily Tomlin that I reference quite often. She says, I used to say somebody should do something about that until I realized that I am somebody.
I like that. And there is another aspect to this event too, a plastic-free swap that's happening, right?
Yeah, Kentucky Theater doors will open at 6 o'clock. And that first hour, we know, you know, some people like to get there early to pick out their seat and make sure they get their popcorn and everything. During that time, there will be some time to chat and network with different local environmental groups about what they're doing and how you can get involved. A piece of that will be, this is a collaboration between our high school and college students, and they're doing the plastic-free swap. We're limiting it to anything that you would use for food or drink. So if you have too many metal water bottles and they're just kind of like taking over your cabinet, metal straws, I know those often come like in a 6-pack and maybe you only need one or two. Anything that you can bring to help somebody along their plastic-free journey, or even if you don't bring something, you're welcome to take something to kind of make that easy change.
That sounds great. And getting back to a more specific runner-focused message, what message do you want to convey to runners regarding their hydration products or other ways that they can reduce their plastic usage?
An easy way is just to focus on maybe switching things one at a time, or like when you run out of something. We're not asking everyone to be completely sustainable and throw out everything you have. But with runners, there can be a lot of trash that adds up. So just being mindful about that, going even beyond plastic, about what will happen to this when I'm done with it. I know you guys have the shoe recycling program, which is awesome. I actually have a pair in my car right now that I need to bring by. Think about where things end up. You know, both of those examples I gave, they do have components that are plastic.
Definitely. Being more mindful, not accepting everything as the default. For example, you might sign up for a race and just automatically say, yeah, I'm signing up and I'll just take everything they give me. But think about whether there's a no shirt option or some other like no prize option and you just want to run the race for fun. You don't have to get more stuff. Just think about that. Whether you really need it or want it.
People are probably familiar with the 3 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a longer version as well with the 6 R's. And the very first one is refuse. So think about, do I really need that?
That's good. And what are the other two?
Rethink and repair.
And even with reduce, reuse, recycle, that's the order it should be in. Don't just grab something thinking, I'll just recycle it. It's fine.
Yeah. And getting back to, I know you guys have the race coming up on the 21st. Heisel is an amazing place in Lexington. I think we're so lucky to have it. And when you're out there, I mean, it really does not feel like you're in the city. It feels like this little pocket of nature. When people are out, you know, in nature, on the trails, and they see trash, just pick it up.
Speaking of Heisel Farm Park, Reforest Frenzy is happening March 21st. We've got multiple distances. It's a beautiful race at a beautiful location. And one of the cool things is that you get to take a tree if you want. You can take home a tree and plant it in your yard. Chrissy, do you have some more information about the trees?
Yeah, we will have several varieties of trees to choose from. They're all Kentucky native trees, so you know that they're going to do well in our environment. Primarily this year, we're going to have shade and understory trees. Some of the varietals will include swamp white oak, Sycamore, and Serviceberry. And we will have environmental services staff there to talk to you about what's your yard like, what kind of space do you have, and what would make sense.
Okay, great. And again, that's Reforest Frenzy happening March 21st, and that raises money to help plant trees the following month at Reforest the Bluegrass. Back to Common Threads Lex. We're kicking it off with this event, this screening of Microplastic Madness. What's the long-term vision for Common Threads Lex? Any other events coming up, and where do you hope to take it within the next several years?
So this is our first event, and we do plan to kind of rotate our focus as well as our location. So this one is, since it is downtown, you know, it's a little bit more city focused, perhaps in the future have some more that are heavier on the student side. But we're just going to get through this one and see what ideas people have, how it goes. This is really, we want to bring everyone into the conversation.
Sounds really exciting. I think there's a lot of possibility for this partnership. Screening of Microplastic Madness happening March 24th at the Historic Kentucky Theater. Show starts at 7. The doors are opening at 6. And Chrissy, what's the vibe that you're hoping for when those doors open?
Just people excited to learn a little bit more and find out how they can get involved and they can make a difference. A lot of times when we talk about environmental things, it can be a little doom and gloom, but that's not what we're going for. We want this to be optimistic, how everyone can make a difference, even if it's just a small difference.
You wouldn't be doing what you're doing if you weren't optimistic. I mean, despite all the doom and gloom that is out there, there must be some hope. So what is it that gives you hope and optimism to keep pushing forward?
Just seeing the small wins. We're really excited to bring this here. It's something that we've been meeting internally and planning for about 18 months. And it is free, in case I didn't mention that. Especially seeing young people get involved. I think people have a misconception that younger generations, like, they don't care, they're just tuned out of all that. But seeing them take the initiative to kind of step up and lead.
Great. Yes. Again, the event is free, but reservations are required, correct?
Yes. We're in the smaller theater at the Kentucky, so we just want to make sure we have enough space for everyone.
Okay. And where can people go to get their tickets?
LexingtonKY.gov/sustainability.
One more question before we go. Chrissy, I want to know, do you have a favorite local running trail or park where you like to be to feel most connected to nature?
I'm going to cheat a little and tell you two. In Fayette County, probably my favorite is Veterans Park. I know I've mm-hmm. seen you out there before.
Love it.
It's nice because it's so accessible. It's, you know, only a 15-minute drive, really well marked and signed. It's maintained by the Kentucky Mountain Bike Association. But if I were to go a little bit further, I think the Shelter Wheat. I ran down there last weekend at Cave Run. It's just breathtaking.
Nice. Yeah. Great choice. And then, and yeah, with Veterans Park, I really do think that's one of the best parks in Lexington.
Yeah, it has a little bit of everything.
Chrissy, we will see you on March 24th at the Kentucky Theater for Microplastic Madness. Thanks for talking to us on Kentucky Running.
Thank you.